a through-and-through gunshot wound at the center of the victim's right hand. Bosch knew it was what would later be called a defensive wound in the autopsy report. The man had held his hand up in a futile attempt to ward off gunfire. Bosch had seen it often enough over the years, and it always made him think about the desperate actions people take at the end. Putting a hand up to stop a bullet was one of the most desperate. Though the techs were stepping in and out of his line of sight, Bosch could look straight down through the inclined train car and down the track to Hill Street, about 300 feet below. A duplicate train car was down there at the bottom of the hill, and Bosch could see more detectives milling about by the turnstiles and the closed doors of the Grand Central Market across the street.